I think it's a big area that I think a lot of us waffle and waver on. I think it's a societal issue that's kind of, it's kind of like the word commitment. That one's kind of waning and waffling. I think integrity is another word that hasn't gotten the attention or the commitment behind it that we need to show. So but loyalty to me is it really is a part of the heart and soul of what this business is about, part of the heart and soul of any business in my mind, but we can apply it in regards to network marketing and see how it applies in this instance. But let's kick off and talk about it. Why loyalty? What is it? Why do we need it? And then how do we develop it? How do we grow it? How do we make it happen? And so first of all, what is loyalty? And if you just go look at definitionally what loyalty is, you can go in a Webster's Dictionary and you can look it up, and it'll say something to the effect of what I put in the outline, which is steadfast in allegiance to one's homeland or government or sovereign, or faithful to a person, an ideal, a custom, a cause, or a duty. So loyalty isn't just dictated towards people, it's dictated towards anything in our life. We can be loyal to a government, we can be loyal to an ideal, we can be loyal to our faith, we can be loyal to customs, we can be loyal to a cause, whatever that is. But understand that the word loyalty, it's a concept of beingness. It's not an action. Beingness is a different nature. It's a choice of a character choice. It's not an activity. A character choice results in activities, because, of course, somebody who's loyal will participate in certain activities, and that's how you tend to build that character trait, is you participate in activities over and over and over again. Persistence and consistency is what helps you be perceived as a loyal person through activities and actions that you do. But in and of itself, loyalty is not an action. It's a beingness. It's about who you are, your character choice for you. So we can choose into loyalty or we can choose out of loyalty. Either way you're doing it, you're making that choice. A lot of us don't like to look at loyalty as something we choose out of, but you really are choosing out of it. You're choosing something else instead. There's a competition there, a competing commitment to something else when you're not being loyal. So start looking at that and evaluating your lifestyle and where you're loyal, where you see your loyalty waning. What is the competing commitment? What's going on in your life that's causing that loyalty to wane? Why do we need loyalty?
Oh.
Why do we want loyalty? Hang on, people. I got some noise in the background, so I'm going to star five. Why do we need loyalty? Well, the big gist of loyalty really is it's at the heart and core of our business, because network marketing as a business is a business based on what? It's a business based on people and relational. It's all about relationships we build. And at the heart and core of that relationship is trust and integrity, and of course coming with that is the word loyalty. It's a human behavior that really totally drives our business, because it's something that we build over time. It's something that people learn to see in us, or we grow with them with that loyalty, and it builds for us people who are dedicated, and they get committed and they become dedicated and they trust you, and that's all part of what this world is about. But specifically, it truly is about network marketing, because if you look at your organization, what do you want in terms of your associates? You want a group of incredibly loyal associates, because it's that loyalty and the trust they develop for you that's going to drive your business and keep you going. So the problem with loyalty is, as I keep mentioning, is it's something that you can't judge immediately. Typically, when you meet somebody, you can't determine right away whether they're loyal, because there haven't been the behavioral instances or experiences that have generated you to be able to conclude how loyal a person is. You can get if a person is committed, because that depends on whether they show up on time for a meeting, or you can get, you know, so you can see certain characteristics that might lead you to believe that this is going to be a loyal person. But loyalty is really something that's built over time. It's about a behavioral pattern that grows over time, where you can come to the conclusion that you have a very loyal person in your life. Our problem in our world today is that we want satisfaction in an immediate way. We're all about self-gratification in immediate. We're about get it now. We want everything to happen. So you can see that the way our world is operating today, there's this internal inconsistency with the concept of loyalty, which is why loyalty as a word, I believe today, doesn't come out in, you know, the media. It's not a major item of discussion. We don't typically describe people as being tremendously loyal, because we a lot of times don't even develop a relationship deep enough to figure that out. There isn't the consistency and persistency that we had historically in building relationships with people and moving forward. Today, our society's fast-paced, and again, it's a right now, it's do it now, satisfaction now, self-gratification immediate. So there's a problem inherent in that. And if you look at network marketing in a historical fashion, you look at this fast-paced society that's about immediate self-gratification, it's human nature for us to want to experience great momentum and move quickly. Even in Manitech, we have all these people that go, oh man, let's get to presidential in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months. And I always just kind of take a deep sigh, because around all of that is a statement about how unimportant relationships are in reality, because this is a relationship business. And if you're going to be building relationships, it doesn't take 2 months to build a relationship. It takes a long time to really savor a relationship and build a true, loyal commitment to people. And so trying to build a get to presidential in 3 to 6 months is really a fast pace that does happen. We see people who do it. In fact, there are a number of presidentials, not a lot by any means, a very small percentage that have gotten there quickly. But I will tell you that it's not a very workable concept, because if you don't build it based on loyalty, you don't build what I call the foundation of your business, you don't get a solid rock foundation, and so much of that rock foundation is loyal customers and loyal business builders. If you don't have that in your organization is going to crack and creak, and crevices will begin to form, and all of a sudden you'll have tremendous fallout, you'll lose entire legs, you'll have leaders that just totally crater and disappear on you. And you know, and what happens is you get to presidential and all of a sudden 6 months later you don't qualify. I mean, there are plenty of presidentials out there that have gotten to 60,000, 80,000 in volume, and today they're doing 20 or 30. But you don't want to be one of those. You want to build a business based on a great loyal base of customers, a great loyal base of consumers, a great loyal base of business builders that will help promote and catapult you to 100, 200, 300, 400,000 in volume. Just keep growing. So you want to be on a consistent path. So when you look back at other network marketing ideas, there's a lot of abuse associated with speed. We talk about front-end loading. Some of these concepts are maybe Greek to some of you, and they were Greek to me because I'd never been involved in network marketing, but a lot of companies front-end loading is just meaning there's a tremendous amount of pay up front because they want to get people in fast, but fast and get rich quick schemes, crash and burn, sign them and leave them, all this kind of stuff. A lot of some of the programs that are promoted by people in our business, I think they're promoted, even sometimes this backpack approach, which I love, I think, because backpack is just a mechanism of sharing, isn't it, people? It's just a different way of packaging. But when it's taught in such a quick pace that you just hand it out to somebody and then you make them fill out the chart on the MANA system to decide what pack they need, and then you go on to the next. I think what's lost in the shuffle on some of these trainings is the fact that you want to build an incredibly healthy relationship with that person. Well, if you're not involved in talking to them about what their sickness is and what their illness is and their concerns and showing empathy for all that, you're not getting the opportunity to build the relationship that you really want to have. So, you know, to me, when you do it at such a removed level, it's great for people who don't like people, but I have yet to believe that this is a business for people who don't like people. I don't think you belong in this business if you don't like to work with people. But the incredible part of it is you can get a lot of people to sign up maybe because they fill out the forms and they fall in love with a CD. But the problem is, if you don't have a relationship with them, what's going to happen in 6 months from now? They're going to be gone. So this is a relational. It's not a fast, quick fix. It's not a see how far away I can be and how removed I can be from you. And I don't have to get involved with you, and I don't have to build a relationship, and I can see how I can grow my business that way. I mean, wow. You might grow it, but it's going to disappear on you. So be into the fact that you want to build relationships with people. Really step into their lives, and that is not about speed, and it's not about fast. It's about genuine authenticity. It's about commitment. It's about empathy. It's about, you know, loyalty. It's about us being loyal to people, showing how much we care by the constant commitment around time and energy with them that allows them to stay on the path that we're trying to get them to adopt, which is a path of what? Taking back control of their health. So our business is what? Based on the very essential of our business model is residual income, and that's repeat customers. So to do that, we need a steady warmth of loyalty that's may have started from it being ignited by enthusiasm and passion up front, but you need that steady warmth of what we call loyalty that flows forth. And so that's about repetitive contacts. It's about continuing with the relationship. How do I build loyalty with my consumers? Because we really want loyalty in both our consumers, and we also want loyalty with our business builders. If you lose that with any of those groups, you're going to lose a lot. You lose a lot of your business. You lose a lot of the pleasure of doing the business, because a lot of the pleasure of doing the business is the kind of feedback you get from people that you work with and you really commit to and you pour into. So how do I build consumer loyalty? And I listed a ton of things in the outline today, and we'll just run through some of them. But it might be something to help some of you guys when you go forward for your 2007 goals and goal setting, because one of the things we're going to do next week on the call is we're going to talk about what did you do this past year and what do you need to be doing differently. Well, this could be a list that you can tap into is what do I really truly need to be doing differently? Because where have I fallen down on the path in my last year in Manitech? Because we all want to create something different than we did in 2006. No matter how good your 2006 was, I don't think there's anyone on the call that doesn't want to make 2007 better. So because that's my whole life. My whole life is based on each day. Kaizen, I want to just tweak it, and how do I make each day a little better in my life? And if you take that approach to life, it's amazing what happens over a one-year period, because every day you're trying to make better. Well, for your Manitech business, you clearly want to have better results in 2007 than 2006, what are some ideas for you to do that? Well, here's some ideas around consumer loyalty. How do I increase my retention? Because what is consumer loyalty? Retention. And we all have retention issues. So if we want to retain as many possible people as we can, then we want to build greater consumer loyalty. So one of the things I tell people to do up front is to set up an email list of consumers only, because you don't want to have one email list. You don't want to set everybody on one email list. A lot of newbies in Manitech do this because they're brand new and they get started and they just get everybody's email address. When you treat your business builders and your consumers identically, you're going to have a big problem on your hands, because you're going to turn a lot of people off. There are a lot of people in this business that really, they could care less about the comp plan. They don't want to hear about MAP program. They don't want to hear about the dream vacation. They don't even want to hear about the incentive trip to, the west coast of Mexico. They could care less. They're not in this for the business. Some of them even hate network marketing. They're buying the products because they love the products. They're buying the products because of a result that they've achieved. They're buying the products because they understand the science and they're truly committed to their health. So those people need to be treated differently than your business builders. So accept that as a must and never group them together. Treat them as independent groups, because you're going to treat them differently. You're going to give them different sets of information. Some will overlap, but a lot of it will not. You don't want to be getting them to, hammering on them in December like Mary Jo does. Set your goals. Get your goals set. Let's reestablish them. Let's get it over. Blah, 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 blah. These consumers are going to look at you like you've lost your head. So make sure that you separate out a consumer email list and a business builder email list. They're two distinct groups, and customers are just invaluable. They're the diamonds in the rough. I can look at my downline today, and I can tell you, people ask me that so much. What percentage of your downline are business builders? And I'm going to tell you, I think it's less than 1% of my entire downline. I really do. I think I have a phenomenal group of consumers in my downline. They're everywhere. But I think if I had to pinpoint my business builders in my organization, I think I probably have less than 100 true business builders in my organization. So, that's a very, very small percentage. So when you look at that, how important is consumer loyalty to me? It's gigantic. So set up an email list for consumers only, and then set up an email list for your business builders, so you treat them really distinctly. Manitech sends out Health and Living monthly. That's one of the things on the outline. I think it's very helpful, but people don't rely on that as your only contact. That's the biggest problem. I think Manitech's done a great job to do that for us, but the big downside to it is some of you have abandoned any further contact because you feel that's adequate. It's not, because it's impersonal. It's very impersonal. It's not from you. You're the contact that got them involved in Manitech, so you need to be the one that keeps them, active and keeps them going. deliver customer products directly. A lot of people do this. I don't happen to do it because the majority of my business is not in my own backyard. But a lot of people do this. They'll get the packs in and go deliver it. I think that can be, as you grow, and if you're growing as fast as I'd like you to grow, that can be a little cumbersome because you don't want to be delivering 2, 3, 4, driving around town delivering packs. I think you can affect a similar result by making sure you use, like, Mary Jo's four-piece consumer follow-up program. And that's part of that system CD that I put out there, that double set CD on how to develop systems for your network marketing business. You need a consumer follow-up program, and part of that is that four-step consumer follow-up program so that you're calling the person the minute their box arrives, or if not, even before their box might arrive. You might be on the phone with them saying, did you get your products yet? And walk them through opening it right there on the phone with them. So, but give them that personal touch. Getting those first products is a huge step in that person's life. And if you want them to truly be committed to taking these products, you better be there at step one when they're opening that box. And that means you're there in presence. You can be there physically, or you can choose to do it over the phone, whatever it is. But be a part of their lives as they open that box and dig through all those products. Some of you remember your first experience, and some of you it's very negative. And some of you didn't open your box for the first month. And that's not a very positive thing either. You don't want that happening, because then they're going to get their auto order before they open their first tub of Amber Toast. So make sure you're part of that process, either through that a telephone or directly there. Personally guarantee the products. Some people do that. I don't personally guarantee it because Manitech has their own guarantee system. But I don't think that I even mention a guarantee on the products. I mean, these are nutritional supplements. You can't guarantee anything, because it's just food. So get away from guaranteeing per se. That's my attitude, but this is an idea that came up in an article that said that that's another way to really support people. Sometimes if people don't have good results on products, I will tell them, you know, if they say, Mary Jo, you know, I tried this plus and it really didn't work for me, I say, great, send it back to me. And I'll go to Manitech and get the money back that way, but I'll supply them money. It's not my personal guarantee per se, because I didn't do that up front, but if they have a problem with a product that they can't take, I try to help resolve it, because it's, again, my commitment, my loyalty towards them. It's what builds loyalty with that person. So they get, wow, she is really committed to me. She really wants to make this work. She's really loyal. Send birthday, anniversary, holiday cards. You can develop that kind of, because what you're doing is developing a friendship with them. I love that holiday card. That's big for me. I love Christmas, and I love Thanksgiving as times to send things out. Under promise and always over deliver. In other words, we are so, in network marketing, we're so caught up in over-promising and under-delivering. In other words, we'd love to tell people how it's going to cure everything under the sun, which, of course, is totally inaccurate. And if you read the article in the Fort Worth paper over this weekend, you're going to see their major complaints were with two different associates. I thought it was cute that they actually named the associates, so these people got a lot of broadcast, one from Tennessee, one from Virginia, about overstating, you know, the disease cure stuff. And, you know, it's ludicrous. What are we doing that for? Again, we're over-promising and under-delivering when we do that. What you want to do is go back to the same old facts. All we're talking about is food. We're feeding your body what the body needs. Now let's watch to see what the body can do with the proper nutrients it gets. So under-promise, over-deliver. That's a great statement about how we need to behave. And that also has to do with your behavior with that new associate, that you're totally committed to them. You call them. You help them in other ways. You give them, you know, diet instructions. You know, there's not a diabetic in my organization that I sign up that doesn't get a low glycemic eating plan. They get specific ways of, you know, staying, what products to stay away from. I even drafted a little sheet that they can, it has a big red circle on it with a line through it that they can put on their refrigerator door. That's kind of like things to definitely keep away from. You know, it's just to help, you're just showing your heart and passion for them and your loyalty towards them and your commitment to make sure that they get great results and that they have a better health and better life, better quality of life. Ask them to write a testimonial about your products. That's a very powerful thing. A lot of you don't do that, and I'm going to step up and say, I think it's a great idea. When you get somebody to put on a piece of paper, even though, again, written testimonials are not usable if they use the names of our products or they use Manitech. You can't transfer that onward. But this is not being done for the purpose of promoting it. It's being done for what? For purposes of increasing the loyalty that person has towards the products. Because if they write it down, you know that's a huge step. Write down how you feel differently. Another thing to do with people, consumers, is to do a health inventory sheet. Fill in the health inventory sheet, and then 6 months later, fill it in again. See what they've, how they've progressed. It's a written acknowledgement of what's happening in their life around these products. And putting it in writing is very, very powerful. You can keep a copy, let them have the original, you keep a copy so you can remind them of it, and you can say, do you remember when you first started these products, where you were? And you can talk about their health inventory back then. You had asthma, you had bad arthritis, you can hardly hold a jar in your hand. Look at where you are today. And they go, you know what, I forgot about that. Because people forget. We live a life, we forget. A lot of people, you know, our memories in this world are really bad. I have a great memory, so I see a lot of that out there. But people, I mean, in their 20s and 30s, they're even losing their memory. They just don't, we're not being taught that. We're not training our brains. We're not functioning at a different level. So we're, the brain just, you know, and I think it has a lot to do with our inadequacy of our diet, too. But, you know, so people forget. They forget that they had arthritis. They forget that their gout was, you know, making almost impossible to walk. They forget. So that's why it's great to have it in writing. Write follow-up notes anytime you meet people. Follow. Thanks for meeting me for lunch. What a blast. It's always a blessing. You know, always keep in touch with people. I'm having lunch with a woman this week who I haven't had lunch with for 2 years. And it's just a consumer in my downline who's just, she got my the Manomail on Phytomatrix. And she said, Mary Jo, we haven't, and I said, let's do it. And you know, I'm not going to lose her if I don't go to lunch with her, but it's about loyalty. It's about total loyalty. I'm going to spend an hour and a half of my time. She's been a loyal customer for years, and that's what it's about. So I just, and I'm anxious to see her because I'm anxious to find out what's going on in her family and update. So great follow-up notes, and after I get done with my lunch with her, she'll get a follow-up note from me saying, hey, thanks for lunch. What a joy. It's always a blessing. I wish we could see more of each other, but our lives are both so busy. Keep in touch. You know, something like that. Send a postcard from your vacation. I always do that. I'm on a cruise, and I'll send out, you know, 20, 30 postcards. And typically in that regard, it's not just the consumers, but it's also my business builders. I'll just send out 20 or 30 cards just highlighting what a blast it is. For business builders, I use it to instill a vision in their hearts that they should be on the next cruise. For consumers, it's just, you know, what a blessing it is. You know, it's people like you that have allowed me to have these kind of experiences, and I send them thanks. It's a heart of gratitude to consumers. So thank people, so that they know that they're supporting you in having this lifestyle. Get to know your customers' hobbies and discuss them with them. So personal data is crucial. You want to collect personal data. Again, because none of you have great memories out there, you better write it down. Put it in their files, in your postcard, whatever kind of full file system you have on people in your downline. Some of you have no files. Once you sign them up, you just throw away the material because they're no longer prospects. Wow, that's a disaster. These people meant a lot to you. You tried, you desperately worked with them, and all of a sudden they don't mean anything because they decided to take the products. Get that turned around real fast. It's the reason why your retention rate's so low. So keep data on your people and keep track of it so you can talk about their kids or their family or what's going on in their life. Turn your customers into your friends. That's a great thing to do. Again, not friends that you talk to every day. A friend, you know, I was just talking to some people from my high school class, and it's just, you know, I haven't talked to these people in 10 years, some of them 5 years. We can be in one phone conversation and be right back to where we were before. It's so cool because of the loyalty that we know we have for each other, that friendship we've built over the years, that we don't need to talk every week or every month or even every year. Sign everything you send, your friend and that's a consultant. I mean, a language can be different for you. You can choose differently, but make sure it's always about friendship. You know, it's just, it's a warm feeling that you put out there. Orient the customer with what Mantic is doing, what Mana Relief is up to. A lot of these consumers are interested in what Mana Relief is doing, so that's really what touches their heart. So the Mana Relief publications, when you get new publications come out, they're great to send out to your consumer base to just highlight what's happening out there because they're not getting that information, people. You know about it, but be sensitive that they're not getting it. the next one is basically the same as number one. That we already talked about, and that is getting all your customers on an email list, keeping track of them that way. Sometimes on the email list, you may even just send out something as sweet as, did you see in the last Health and Living magazine and refer to an article? Because a lot of people just throw it away. They won't bother if nothing strikes their fancy, they toss it, but if you highlight something for them, they'll hang on to it and read it. You want to get to know your customers' goals and dreams, so you might even have them say, what do you really want to do? Because you might do that in the process of trying to see if they want to be a business builder, converting them from a consumer to a business builder, so you can work on that with them. have some interest in their direction in life. They're interested in you, and you keep, you know, developing that with them, so have take some interest in them. And just, you know, have a customer appreciation party. You can do that. We're talking about in our organization having like a product seminar where I get all the products on display and all that kind of stuff. And just you just have people just as a product, you know, just more information about products because they're not interested in the business per se, but products. So there's so many ways. Those are just some people. Your creativity is your only limitation there. Leadership loyalty, that's about building your business builders. It's about getting people loyal to you as a leader of their group, as a leader of their organization. Integrity is always a must. It is an absolute must. Always be on time, meet your commitments no matter how small, no matter how unimportant you may think they are. Always be there for people. When you tell somebody you're going to do something, you do it. It's first on your list, you get it done. That is so crucial. Commitments, never breach a commitment, no matter how small. Build that integrity. You're not going to have loyalty among your ranks if you don't have if you don't follow through on your commitment. It's just not going to happen because people won't trust you, and they're going to right away believe that you're not faithful to them. You're not loyal to them. You don't care about them. They start reading all sorts of stuff because we like to what? You know, we heard that Carol McCall on the call, and what did she say? We like to make up stuff. MUS. Remember, it's a bunch of musts. Make up stuff. We make up stuff all the time. We make everything mean something. So when you don't return somebody's phone call, you just for them it meant something. You didn't mean anything by it. You just were not being conscientious with your commitments. But I'm going to guarantee it meant something to them. You don't want to send those signals out. So always meet your commitments. And if that takes some of you really changing your style and how you make commitments, then change your style. And it also is going to take some of you carrying a legal pad around with you everywhere you go so you can keep track of all the commitments you make. And then start evaluating whether you're really keeping them and how much integrity you're showing. Support people by traveling for them, doing three-way calls, updating them with emails on new information, new marketing ideas, all that kind of stuff. Training support at each and every opportunity. You want to help train people. You want to have special blast conference calls on Final Matrix. You want to do a special conference call on a skincare product line. Constantly be getting people involved at different levels on different trainings. Drive them to regional national events and drive them by motivating them to get there. Help support their people in the field. I hear so many people go, oh, well, they're underneath so-and-so, so I don't really need to spend time and energy around them. Wrong. You spend tons of time and energy around everybody in your downline. It doesn't matter who they're under. You're their upline. I don't care. I got 18,000 people in my organization or something like that. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're 70 layers below me or another presidential. You want support, I'm here to support you. That's the way we run our show. Because, you know, it's about really stepping into it for everybody who really wants to do this. You might put somebody else in between you that does most of the support work, but you need to be there for them. Show your loyalty and dedication for them. Coaching, when you're coaching people, well, promote personal development at every opportunity. I do that all the time because, you know, the one thing you take from you in all your ManTech experiences is what you've become. Not what you've accrued in material wealth, but what you've become as a person. So that's personal development. You have special promotions and awards and recognition. I always send out letters every first of the period recognizing everybody who achieved new leadership levels. My top enrollers always get letters from me. Every single period. It's automatic in my business. I coach with acknowledgement. When you're coaching people, you always talk about win-wins. You know, what did you win? What were some of your wins this week? What happened with you? So you get people to share their upbeat. Make it upbeat, not beating up. That's so many times people get, they go, oh, I can't believe you didn't do that. You said you were going to sign up 4 people. Why didn't you? Huh. How many did you sign up? 2? Great. Great job. What a wonderful job. Okay, let's talk about the other 2 you didn't sign up. Let's talk about what we could have done differently. Okay, next week maybe we can do better. But acknowledge. Always come from acknowledgement first. Leadership with humility, it's never about you. It's always about others. So take the picture. You are not in the picture. It's about others. So focus on others all the time. My favorite terminology in working with people is, how can I support you? How can I support you? What more can I do for you? What is it that I can do to help support you? That's favorite words. Memorize that phrase and use it over and over again. If you use it 100 times a day, you're not using it enough. How can I support you? Your favorite question. Exhibit all the great leadership traits: integrity, honesty, flexibility, commitment, open-mindedness, courage, perseverance. And over time, you'll have all the loyalty you could ever dream of. And that's really how to run your life. And it's really about getting into the beingness of being a great leader. If you start, you know, for goal setting, as we get into goal setting, we're going to talk about leadership traits, and I want all of you to be ready and willing to set some goals around leadership characteristics. Because you've got to start evaluating where you are with some of these characteristics. You can look at that list, and I'll give you a whole laundry list. I love to work with it. In fact, it's on my 7, bringing along a new business builder. It's about picking out and choosing what are leadership qualities that I'm not exhibiting today and I need to start exhibiting, and finding, you know, really analyzing yourself and saying, where do I need to grow? And then working on those by books and tapes and, you know, getting coaching and mentoring around it so that you truly grow. Not about staying stuck. It's about growth. It's about we're going to change. Because if you don't change, you're going to always get what you've always been getting. And that's not where we want to be. So, loyalty begets loyalty. That's really what it gets down to, people. We have tremendous thing activities that we can be involved in that will help grow that loyalty. But it's a beingness. It's about who you are. Are you a loyal person? Are you loyal to your people? Are you loyal to your customers? Are you loyal to your business owners? Okay, I'm going to take it off mute, and we can get some last-minute questions. Okay, everybody on? There you are.
Yep.
Okay, any questions, any issues? Did this strike home with anybody? Anyone see how they can use this in their business?
It's wonderful, Mary Jo.
New ideas for you. Yeah. Give me some ahas that you got through the call today.
Oh, wow. So many.
So many?
It almost seems like an absolutely impossible job.
No, but it isn't, because it's just one bite at a time. You get it?
The elephant, yes.
Yeah, it is. It's one bite at a time, because, you know, I didn't step into this business doing all these things. I just gradually grew and grew and grew, and that's what we do. We just keep growing. It just, you know, the laundry list of things to do for consumer loyalty, you can't choose all of them today, but you can start pecking away at it. Does that make some sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's all I'm suggesting for you. This isn't the Manatech business. It is a goal. Eventually, maybe I do have all that in my panoply of things I do for people, but right now I'm going to choose this and this. And it's about being consistent and being, you know, persistent with it. Don't give up on it. You do it all the time because you know it pays off. It's, loyalty is not about getting a result today, is it? Do you notice that about loyalty?
Mary Jo, I have a quick question. It's tax time, and you had made a comment that you were working with Manatech on something for that. Has anything come of that?
Nothing. I can tell you that there's not a lot of stuff going on because of Global View and because of all the other issues that are hounding Manatech right now. So I think you've got probably 6 months to a year before Manatech's going to get back on track on special projects.
And when is your next teaching going to
be? My next teaching will probably be in February. I think Lydia's about to put it on the calendar. It might even already be there. You might try Mana Train. Look under tax training. I'm not sure she hasn't scheduled it. I think, go ahead. It'll be in February, though. Okay?
Thanks.
You betcha. Who else?
Hello, Mary Jo. I just really loved what you have to say, because it really, truly is about being that person that is loyal. And when you have a brand-new customer, it's so wonderful to be able to follow up with that customer from beginning of opening that box and then continuing, even for the next few days, being sure that they are taking the product and then calling maybe in a weekly interval to see.
Right.
They are continuing and then upgrading and putting more in their mouth to ensure that learned about them.
Right.
And it really makes all the difference in the world, because that's where your does come in.
No question. No question about
it. The email.
Where did I find the in the health inventory you spoke of?
Health inventory? You don't have a health inventory sheet? I can send you one out.
Right.
Oh, thank you. I'll send a health inventory.